your peers, and your performance. We have two formalized methods of evaluating each other: peer reviews and stack ranking. Peer reviews are done in order to give each other useful feedback on how to best grow as individual contributors. Stack ranking is done primarily as a method of adjusting compensation. Both processes are driven by information gathered from each other, your peers. Peer reviews. We all need feedback about our performance, in order to improve and in order to know we're not failing. Once a year, we all give each other feedback about our work. Outside of these formalized peer reviews, the expectation is that we'll just pull feedback from those around us whenever we need to. There is a framework for how we give this feedback to each other. A set of people, the set changes each time, interviews everyone in the whole company, asking who each person has worked with since the last round of peer reviews and how the experience of working with each person was. The purpose of the feedback is to provide people with information that will help them grow. That means that the best quality feedback is directive and prescriptive and designed to be put to use by the person you're talking about. The feedback is then gathered, collated, anonymized, and delivered to each reviewee. Making the feedback anonymous definitely has pros and cons, but we think it's the best way to get the most useful information to each person. There's no reason to keep your feedback about someone to yourself until peer review time, if you'd like to deliver it sooner. In fact, it's much better if you do so often and outside the constraints of official peer reviews. When delivering peer-reviewed feedback, it's useful to keep in mind the same categories used in stack ranking, because they concretely measure how valuable we think someone is.